Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM? Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I am your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and thank you so much for being part of the show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing with your friends this show, because every week I have brand new listeners. And because of that, just want to give a little brief summary and outline, a description, definition of what reality spirituality, what the hell does that even mean? This show was created because I wanted to share what I learned on my journey and continue to learn on my journey of looking for, finding, wanting to experience more happiness in my life. I mean, when I was younger, I wanted two things. I wanted to live to my potential, and I wanted to be happy. And being happy, I've discovered, is one of my greatest, let me say, challenges. Living connected, staying connected has been one of my greatest challenges in my life. And in fact, I'm going to have to be honest with all y'all, just throwing it out, just being honest. It is a full-time commitment, a full-time job. No breaks, no vacations. Well, you might get a break when you're sleeping, but that's a totally another show. No breaks, no. It's a constant awareness, constantly living consciously aware of what I'm saying, what I'm doing, how I'm feeling. When I say how I'm feeling, I'm really talking about my own personal vibration. I'm talking about, am I feeling connected to the universe, or am I feeling a little irritated, a little angry, a little upset, a little annoyed? All of those things are clues that I need to do more than one thing. I need to either hibernate and get refueled, which includes deep breaths, which includes taking myself out of the stimulus, taking myself away from people, away from activity, and just coming back into quiet, coming back to silence, coming back to just being by myself. That is one of the ways that I have found that immediately takes me out of this irritation stage. Just a little alone. You know what? Let me just stop being so complicated. Just a little alone time. And all of it is for the same, it's for the same goal, is to experience more happiness. Now, I want to share a really, really quick story. I have a few people in the queue, and I will get to you, I promise. I promise I'll get to your questions, because this is Ask Rebecca Anything. But I wanted to share with you a story that just happened yesterday. That's why the show is Reality Spirituality. And honestly, if this had happened 3 years ago, 2 years ago, the story would have been different. But this is what happened just yesterday. I'm a fitness instructor, and I teach a variety of classes. And one of the classes that I teach during the summer, actually from May to September, when the outdoor pool is open, I teach a water aerobics class. And this is my fifth year teaching this particular class in this particular city. Now, when I started teaching, one of the things, if you are a teacher, or you can imagine, or a speaker, or any place where you have an audience, if you can imagine while you're talking and when you're trying to instruct, people are talking. And when I say talking, I'm not talking about whispering. I'm not talking about, you know, once in a while. I'm talking about a continuous flow of banter, just like I'm doing right now on the radio. And not only that, they're very loud. I mean loud. And when I was teaching years ago, believe me, if anyone in my class was talking, they heard it from me. These are my favorite lines. If you want to talk, go outside. Or if you want to talk, get out of the room. If you want to talk, in other words, leave. You can't talk and be in my class at the same time. Well, the class that I teach is filled with, okay, I have to say the majority of the classes are women. And there are a couple of women who, it is, you know what, it's not an exercise class for them. It is a social hour. A social hour. So if you can imagine when you're in the pool, there is no microphone. I actually don't use a mic anyway, but there is no microphone. So I really have to project. And a lot of times I'm yelling, I'm encouraging. I mean, you're in a huge Olympic-sized pool. It's outside. There's no way I can just talk like this and everyone can hear me. So I really have to project. And now I have to project my voice over people talking. I would say there's probably about five constant talkers. And last week, the class just started in May, and the first Saturday in May. And last week, one of the women, you know, when you do an exercise class, you do a lot of cardio, you do toning, and then at the end of the class, you do the, what's it called, audience? Does anyone know? It's the cool down, where you stretch, where you come back. It feels, you know, you're actually coming back into a place where now you're even more relaxed. You did all of this exercising, and now you're cooling down. You're stretching your muscles. You're taking longer breaths. You're closing your eyes. You're cooling down. And audience, this woman, bless her soul, was talking loudly even during the cool down. Now, I know better than to ask someone or tell somebody what to do. But last week, for whatever reason, maybe my bathing suit was a little too tight. Who knows? But last week, this woman who kept talking during the cool down, I said, excuse me, fill in the blank with her name. Excuse me, but we're trying to cool down. Is it possible that you are quiet? Can you be quiet, please? I was very nice about it. Now, I'm saying this to say because the same woman has been in my, her sister started my class in the middle of last year. So I really don't know them that well, but now they're regular and now they're coming all the time and they love my class and now they're, don't tell anyone. I'm stuck with them. So I'm stuck with two talkers. Yesterday, same thing. Class, they're talking. And when I say talking, I mean loudly talking. And I said to myself, this is probably 10 minutes in. And I said, you know what? Number one, I can't control what they do because if I told them to be quiet, if I said it, I wouldn't be nice about it. I wouldn't have said, please, could you mind being quiet? I just wouldn't have. Number two, I know that trying to tell anybody what to do, trying to ask them to do anything for me, number one, subtracts from my happiness. Number two, I'm trying to control them. And number three, it just doesn't work anyway. So what I did, because I said something has to break, either I had to come up with some kind of solution or else I was out of there, I was out of there in my car driving away 20 minutes into class. So what does the self-proclaimed happiness specialist do? Well, I went over, walked over, swam over to one side of the pool. In other words, the talkers were on the left, and I shimmied myself all the way over to the right side, because it's a huge pool, and I began talking just like this. So the people that really wanted to exercise moved over to where I was. They just walked and quietly were in my space, and I started talking just like this. Now, the talkers kept talking, and they were so loud, and they didn't even realize that I left, because I'm usually in the middle of the pool. They didn't even realize I left. And the people that were around me, there were about six or seven of them, and I said, you know what, I'm not going to raise my voice today. If you want to exercise, stay in this area. And do you know that the talkers didn't even realize that I had left the center of the pool and moved over to the left side of the pool? And when they did realize it, this is another thing that used to be irritating. Let me say this. Rebecca, what are we doing now? Did we switch exercises? Because when you're exercising in the pool, you're always changing the exercise. You don't do something for 5 minutes. You change it up, you change it up, you change it up. And so she says, what are you doing? And I didn't yell or anything. I just kept doing the exercise, and I kept explaining. Now, what happened was a few of the talkers, maybe two of the talkers, came over to the left side of the pool. I was on the right side. Came over to the right side of the pool and started exercising with me. And the people that were talking, they can enjoy, you know, listen, they want to talk through an exercise class. That's their business. You know, one of the things I always teach and preach is stay out of everybody else's business and try and do not for never, ever try to tell anybody what to do, how to do it, how to behave, how to think, how to feel. It's just a disaster. So finally what happened was while I was over, and I didn't say a word, while I was over on the right side of the pool teaching, the talkers stopped talking, and then they started exercising. But, you know, they went back to talking. But in other words, without a word, without a sound, without even rolling my eyes, I created an environment where remember, audience, you are in charge of your environment. You are in charge of whatever kind of vibe you want to experience. No one else can do it for you. You're in charge of that. So I created an environment where I was exercising, I was talking quietly, I was still encouraging, and everybody else could still do what they wanted to do. That's my exercise story. Now, we have a few people in the queue, and let me get to you right now, because the other topic of the day is revenge and staying angry and holding grudges. And we're going to get to that also, but let me go to the people who have been waiting patiently. Area code 617, you are live on Reality Spirituality. What's your first name?
It's Lisa. I spoke with you and Kalina, I think it was sometime last week?
Oh, I remember. Yes, I remember. Hi, Lisa. How are you doing?
I'm well, honey. How are you?
Good, good, good. Thank you so much for calling back. I love when you call in, because there's so many great topics, and you usually hit on two or three or four of them that we can talk about. So what's going on in your life?
I just feel like, you know, we're all sitting at the kitchen table with a cup of coffee and just having, you know, a really nice conversation. And I just love what you speak about, because it's funny and there's truth to what you're saying. And the most interesting thing is that on my job, we now have this course, and it's about communication training, how to teach us to speak, to choose the right words, and how to know each other's PI and to understand it and how to operate from the PI. And I have to be honest with you, I'm just like, I really don't care. And I don't mean to have that type of attitude, but it's to me, I just find it controlling.
You know,
and I just want your take on that.
Yes. Let me just add a couple things. Do you have a television going on in the background?
I just turned it off.
Okay, good. Thank you. Not that I was trying to control your household or anything.
And trying to tell me what to do.
Yeah. Just for the radio, so because I want everybody to hear you clearly.
Absolutely.
Listen. I work in an environment where there's a lot of training, and you just said it, communication and trying to communicate with others. And honestly, my take on it, the only communication that I am concerned with, the only communication that I am even going to delve into is the communication I have with the universe.
Yes.
Everybody is on their own journey, and see, that's the thing. We're so different. I say we're as different as our fingerprints, but we're so different trying to communicate. Listen, number one, what a great question. Words, listen, unless I have lived in your skin, unless I have experienced everything that you've experienced, unless I am you, do you know I found that even my words, when I'm trying to talk to you, they're limiting? Because my definition of discipline, or just any word, discipline or communication or revelation, whatever word you want to use, or even love, my definition is different than yours because you're a different person.
That's right.
And so this is the thing. What I've learned in my life is that my words are very limiting. Even though I'm trying to express a point or share a point, listen, I teach classes all the time. I actually teach the importance of happiness class. And I'm telling you, everybody in that class, even though I'm saying the same thing to all of them, they all have a different interpretation.
That's right.
Why do I know that? Because they ask me questions that I would say, well, how did you get that? And there's nothing wrong with it, but just understanding. So what I've come to learn is that, boy, I sure am winded. What I came to learn is that my energy, my personal energy, is more important and can communicate better than any of my words. Words actually get in the way unless it's a command, you know, like, you know, don't touch that, if you're, you know, a child and they're trying to, you know, touch fire or something like that. But words, especially with adults, get in the way. What do you think?
I definitely agree with you. And what I'm getting out of it, because I'm picking up a lot, I'm just picking up a lot of clues as to why they're wanting to make this mandatory that, you know, only certain people, it's mandatory only to certain people. So it's not like everybody gets it. Only those to whom they feel are struggling with the communication. I am not struggling with the communication. Trust and believe me, I'm not struggling with the communication. I'm not. You know, I say what I need to say, and I make it clear. It's not rude. It's not demeaning. The fact of the matter is that I'm saying what I need to say, and I say it clearly. I'm not dancing around. I'm not sugarcoating things so that you can easily swallow it and deal with it. But I say what's in my gut, and if there's something that I'm – you know, it's uncomfortable.
What you're saying is you're direct and you're honest, and sometimes and sometimes tact isn't part of the communication.
Yes.
That, listen.
I have to learn to say it in a instead of saying there is, I don't know.
I know exactly what you're talking. I know exactly what you're talking about, and you because you brought up a lot of different points. Let me just go back a little bit.
Okay.
You said, I don't know why they're trying to mandate this new training. Listen, mm-hmm. When you're in a setting and you're not the boss and you're working for who are in quote unquote in charge.
Exactly.
Then what do people want to do? What I've discovered is what people want to do more than anything else is get some kind of control.
Yes.
Over others.
Yes.
And this even goes to our laws. It's all about control. It's all about wanting somebody else to do what I want them to do.
Yes. Yes.
And so, but see, there's nothing wrong with the way anything is set up, because I don't believe that there are mistakes. I believe everything is happening for a reason. There's going to get to a point where this trying to control others, is just not going to work anymore. Maybe not in my lifetime, but trust me, down the road, because it's number one, it's not universal. It's not aligned with the universe, and number two, it causes a lot of friction.
Yes.
Problems.
Yes. Yes. Which is what is causing now, because the company is breaking down. It's breaking down to the point where now it's like they're like, okay, we have a serious problem here because people are leaving. The turnover rate is so high.
Well, see, and that's how it's supposed to go. Turnover ratio is high. People are upset. People are angry. People mad. It doesn't matter. What I would like you to do, because I feel you a little bit, is to really, like you said earlier, you said, I don't care. But I want you to switch your energy to, because I get what you're saying. Honey, you're talking to the same, listen, not the same. We're the same.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking to someone who, but I want you to switch your energy to, it's really not my business. Let them be, let them come up with whatever, but it's not my business. And, good luck with that.
Well, you know, I'm sorry that I came off as in I really don't care, but I understand and I get what they're trying to do. I really do. They want a harmonious type of environment where people are able to communicate with each other, and maybe possibly the turnover rate would not be so high because people are lacking that communication.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I understand they're pulling at straws. They want things to work, but they just don't know how to get things on the right track.
Let me say something to you. Don't you ever apologize for how you say anything or what you say.
Well,
honey,
I feel
you
like I have to.
No.
Set me straight, girl.
Yeah, in fact, that I'm sorry that I have eliminated that whole sentence from my life forever. It means absolutely. You know what it is? I'm sorry is just a habit we say. I'm sorry. I don't know. And I only am saying this to you because I can feel you, but I'm just, you felt like you had to apologize. No, honey, don't apologize for anything. Know that everything that you say, and how you say everything is in perfect order. It's a perfect plan. So whoever is listening to what you're saying, how they're listening, how they perceive it, they're supposed to perceive it that way.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, but see, that's the thing. They're telling us.
No, we're not going to listen.
You're right.
Who are you listening to, them or me?
Okay.
And I'm telling you, let them say what they want to say. If they're right or wrong, what I'm saying is what they're doing is still part of a plan. So let it evolve. It's like, you know what? It's like, okay, let me try to think. It's like watching a Mother Nature. I always like to go to nature. So there we have volcanoes that are erupting, lavas, but and you can look at that. How are you going to, you know what, that example was really bad. I'm trying to think of another. How can you look at anything in nature and say there's something wrong? You know, it's not, you know, it's not God revenge or it's happening because it's supposed to happen. The volcano erupting is supposed to erupt. The tsunami is supposed to tsunami. So that's the same thing in life, with real life, with real people. Don't think that anything that is happening is wrong or a mistake or needs to be stopped. None of it.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. I just have to change that thinking. I have to change that part of how I am thinking. I agree with you.
Yeah, this is a gem. You said you have to change your way of thinking. You have to make the shift. Now I'm getting chills. You have to make the shift, all the shifts. These other people are doing what they need to do, are doing what they're here to do. You are the one making the shift. It's all about Lisa making the shift. And let me tell you something. What it is, this life, is about shift after shift after shift after shift. That's it.
That's true.
And the more you shift, the more you are aligned with the universe, and the more your life is going to feel universal.
So true. Oh, my God, so true. Beautiful as always. Beautiful.
So give me something else give me something else that's happening with you that you're maybe, I don't want to say struggle because now we don't, challenged by something a little bit more personal. Unless you have anything. Do you have anything?
Oh, I do. See, now you opened a whole can of worms.
Yeah, I like worms, honey. I like worms. Go fishing with worms. Let's go fishing, honey. Go fishing. Go ahead.
Something that I'm struggling with is, for me, it's...
Come on, nobody's listening.
It's... Well, my life is definitely changing because this is what I asked for.
Mm-hmm.
And there's part of me that's very excited about it and part of me that's very emotional about it because I can't sit back and wish for change, and I can't stay where I'm at anymore.
Are you talking about a job or are you talking about personal?
I'm talking about job, personal, everything.
All
with
of it.
This
okay,
change
go ahead.
Will be a new beginning for me, and I'm aware of that. And at 51, it's frightening. It's frightening.
Mm-hmm.
And it's frightening to know that there will be a love coming into my life. I'm frightened about that. I'm frightened about being able to have my own space, which is what I've always wanted. I'm frightened about that. Frightened about the fact that now I'm going to be on my own, which is what I've wanted. And I'm just scared because this is all new to me. All new to me. I think I've only been on my own and for about a year.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I've gotten married for 17 years, and I've always been living with someone else. And always was guaranteed that I had a roof over my head.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like I'm packing up at the end of the month and don't have any clue, none whatsoever, as to where I'm going to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I know if I have this in my head that I'm going to be sleeping in my car, I'm going to be sleeping in my car. So I need to shift and change that thought.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is the first time there is no, there. From what I can physically see, there's no security blanket.
Ooh,
I have no clue as to where this is going. And I'm thinking, well, in my heart, I'm like, this is what the universe wants, you to have no clue as to where you're going and leave it all up to the universe. Where
well,
do you want to go?
Yeah, okay, okay, okay. So, please, listen. What a perfect call. Okay, number one. One of the hardest things that I had to do, talking about control, is giving control up. And I want you to know that, because I'm listening to you very, very intently, and one of the things is a shift to trusting more.
Yes.
If you really trusted, if you really knew 100% that the universe has your back, and wherever you land, including your car, let's just stay with me for a second.
Okay.
That is where you need to be.
Yes.
See, there are two voices. I always say this. There's two voices in my head. There's the voice of the universe letting me know that all is well, letting me know that, number one, I signed up for this journey anyway. I mean, this journey, I believe, my opinion, is that before I got here, I'm like, oh, I want to experience, I want to experience divorce. I want to experience having a child. I want to experience being disinherited. I want to experience a few surgeries here and there. I want financial problems here and there.
Yes.
I want to experience living alone, being alone. I want to experience the car break. I want to experience all of that. And I signed off. See, when I got here, because let me ask you a quick question.
Sure.
If, and it's only a yes or no answer, you can only answer yes or no, if it was, if you had designed your life, would you have designed it exactly the way you're experiencing up to 51? It's either yes or no. Would you have wanted this, would you have designed it this way?
Yes.
Oh, yes. You would have designed all of it then, yes?
Yes.
There you go. So you're still designing it.
Yes.
And everything that happens, even though it doesn't, see, our eyes deceive us. Mm-hmm. How it looks is not reality. It's
right.
all an illusion. How it
right.
feels sometimes is an illusion also. I go to my bank and I have $15. Well, I'm looking, I'm like, gee, this is $15. I'm looking and I'm thinking, well, I'm not abundant. Where's my money? And then I'm feeling broke.
Yep.
but guess what? I have my conversation with the universe and they say, you have everything that you need. You are supplied with everything that you need in this moment.
Yes.
And it has nothing in this future, being in the future, that has to stop. Ask the universe, how do I remain, live in the moment more and more and more? Because I'm here to tell you, left hand up in the air, only because the right hand is holding the microphone. I'm here to tell you, thank you. I'm here to tell you that everything I expect to happen, you know, I have a contact here, I have a contact there. I had a contact, this guy knew David Letterman, and I had my own show.
Wow.
Guess what? None of it happened. Oh, yeah. Yeah, come on, listen. I have hundreds of stories like that. One thing I know, that if I connect with anyone and I have an expectation of what's going to happen in the future, it's always wrong. It never works out.
It's
I can't even try to figure out the plans of the universe. I quit trying.
True. That's very true.
But I do know that everything that has happened to me, and you just said it, you said you would design it the same way, and everything that I'm telling you right now, I wouldn't have designed this. I would have designed, I'm living on a hill, overlooking the forest, right on the beach, this amount of dollars, I'd be traveling all over the world. That's how I would design it, honey. I'm telling you right, I didn't design this blankety blank, blank, blank shit.
Right. I hear you.
I didn't design it, but yes. I trust that this plan, that this outline, that this experience is exactly what I need. Why? To get to another level of enlightenment, get to another level of awareness. As you would say, shift, shift, shift. So I would be able to shift. Things get more clear. Listen, when you align yourself, when you decide to commit to the universe, it's like putting on a pair of foggy glasses that are all steamed up. All of a sudden, the steam leaves and things become clearer.
Clear, yes. Yes. Yes.
Did I even get to your answer your question or?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I'm sitting here and I'm listening to you speak, and what's coming to me is you know, the words that just popped in my mind was, you know what, universe, I'm going to stop struggling and fighting with this.
Yes.
I'm going to stop, and I'm not going to struggle with this. I am on board.
Yes, and see, now chills again. See, every time I hear the truth, my whole body just chills up with goosebumps, and I just, my whole body is all chilled up just with your words.
Yeah.
And see, you see the magic word. The magic word is, the word is resist. You, we cannot resist anything that happens. Nothing. Gray hair, a little overweight. Being alone, living alone. None of it. Yes. Resist nothing. Resist nothing. It's like going down a river. You know, they use this example a lot. It's you're in a canoe, you're paddling by yourself down the river, and you're flowing. And all of a sudden, when you resist, you're actually turning your canoe around and going against the current.
Yes. Because it's like with me, it's like my feet are dug into the sand, and I'm trying to pull the reins back. I'm like, wait a minute. I said I want to change. Okay, I said I want to change, but I didn't want it to happen like this. I said I want to change, and I'm trying to dig my heels in the dirt and trying to stop what's happening.
Well, let me throw something out again, cause, and then let me go to some other callers. But I just love, you know, your call is so rich with so many perfectly neat. I needed to talk about everything that you brought up. Perfect.
Oh.
I mean, I give you an A++++++++
thank you
for the call. Of course, I have to give that to everybody because that's, you know, I can't be biased. But this is the thing. You said you wanted change. How about this?
Mm-hmm.
How about shifting to saying, instead of I want change, how about universe, I want whatever you bring.
Okay. But see, when you said that, you know how I felt when you said that? When you said that, I felt resistance. I felt resistance because I don't know what you're going to bring me.
So you're the type that needs to know, you need to, which is a little controlling. You need to control what's going to happen in the future. Well, that's okay. But see, you're honest about it. So you just practice. You just practice. And this is one of the things I like to say. I like to say, what else is possible?
Okay, what else is possible?
You know,
okay.
That's a question. What else is possible? Write that down. What else is possible? And the other one is, how does it get better than this?
Okay, how does it get better than this?
Now, the use the word better. Don't think that better means better. don't think that better means bigger house.
Right.
Know that better means your connection is better. Your connection is deeper. Your connection is more solid. You're trusting more. You're able to let go. You're able to not resist. That's what better means.
Okay.
Not bigger house, bigger bank account. Better means better aligned with the universe. Because the more you're aligned, these things that are coming up as, quote, issues will disappear.
Okay. Okay. Okay, makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah, it was just interesting that when you said that, I could just, that the little voice, I thought my stomach go, oh. So
well,
I'm like, okay, what is this? What is this?
Well,
I'm resisting.
This is what it is. I use this example a lot, but I'm going to use it again. And if you've heard it, that's good because I needed to repeat it. What's your favorite? I mean, like a luxury car. Luxury car favorite. Was it Rolls Royce? Is it Mercedes? I don't know. Luxury car.
A Bentley.
Ooh, Bentley. Did we have this conversation before?
No, I don't think so. No.
Okay, good. Bentley. And then after this, I'm going to go to my other callers. Bentley. So, honey, and what's your color? What's the color you like, baby?
Ooh, like a pearl color.
Ooh, pearl. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Okay, here you go. You're Bentley. My dear Lisa, she's got her Bentley parked outside of her pad. And and your pad is your life.
Mm.
And you get in your Bentley, but you're sitting in the back seat.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the back seat of your Bentley.
Mm-hmm.
You got a lot of room. You got your feet up, hands behind your head, ankles crossed. You're chilling. And guess who's driving?
Me?
Oh, no, honey. You're in the back seat.
Oh, okay.
I said you're in the back seat. You didn't hear me on that one?
I did hear you. I did hear you.
You're in the back.
I don't know who's driving. I don't know.
You got a chauffeur.
Oh, okay.
But do you know who the chauffeur is?
No.
Yay! I love when people don't know. The chauffeur is the universe. See, you stay in the back seat, and you allow the universe to drive you in that Bentley. And when you feel resistance, all it is you getting up from the back seat and trying to put your hand on the steering wheel to turn right, to turn left.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
True. That's true.
So you allow and let the universe drive you. And when, if you're in the back seat of the car, because the universe knows where you need to go.
Right.
You don't have to tell the universe, oh, I'd like to go over here. You don't have to do anything but relax.
Okay. That's really, truly, truly trusting. And, you know, speaking with you, now I realize I have trust issues.
Honey, I felt that you had trust issues as soon as you said, hello, my name Lisa. No, when I said that, you know, listen, come on, you know me now.
I know you.
And when I say that, and thank God you realize and you're honest that you say you have trust issues. Because now you've shined the light on what it is that the universe wants you to acknowledge and to,
exactly.
I don't want to work on, but to shift. Your issues.
True. Yeah. I've never verbally have come out to and ever said that. I never thought that I did, but I'm like, yeah, I have some big trust issues here.
Come on now. It's a big neon sign over your head. I don't trust.
I don't trust. It's apparent now.
I don't trust. Well, listen, we've all been there, and we all have our unique. Do you think I trusted the universe? Listen, it's just recently that I'm like, I've given up. You know why? Because enough knocks on the head and enough trying to turn the wheel. I guess.
And that's where I'm at. I'm like, you know what? again, with this, I have no clue. I've had clues before. I knew, so I could walk forward because I knew where I was going. I knew what was behind the left wall. I knew what was straight ahead of me. Now I don't know a damn thing. Only thing I know is that I am to pack my bags, and I don't know where I'm going.
And now I'm
scared to death because in front of me.
You're scared, but the universe is driving.
Yes.
And the last thing I want to say to you, and I want you to call back anytime, please do, because every time you call is something different and something new. I want you to think about this. This is the last thing. I want you to be able to be okay. When I say be okay, I mean your whole being. Be okay with uncertainty.
Thank you. Yes, yes, yes. Absolutely right, 110%.
Yeah, be okay with, and then just ask the universe, how can I be okay with uncertainty? And I'm telling you, this stuff, it doesn't happen overnight, but now it's all exposed, everything's out there, you got
right.
the cobwebs away, and as soon
yeah.
as you get this trust issue, and as soon as you're open to it, well, then you're just going to take you to another level. Can you imagine
Absolutely.
Trusting everything that happens to you? Can you imagine that?
I know.
Including
I know.
Your destiny. Including
yes.
your destiny.
Yes, and everything's in divine timing. Everything is happening the way it should. I want to get to that point in accepting that. That's my desire of anything, is that trust. But now it's like, sweetheart, you don't have a choice now. You can't
That's
turn
right.
to your family. You can't turn to your friends. You don't have a choice but to trust in the universe. That security blanket that you have, you no longer have it. So now what
rip,
you going to do?
Rip right out from under you.
Exactly. Now what you going to do?
What you going to do? What you going to do? What you going to do? Comes up from when it comes
That's
for
my
you.
2x4. This is my 2x4.
Call me again, honey. Call me again and keep listening.
I will. Thank you so much, as always.
You're welcome. What a great call. You know, what a great call. Okay, we're going to go to another caller. I have a few people calling, and then some people want to talk to me and some people don't. Okay, area code 347. You are live on Reality Spirituality. What's your first name?
Hi, my first name is Tamika.
Tamika?
Yes, Tamika.
Hi, Tamika. What's going on?
Hi. I just really have been really upset for the last couple of days. I really just need some advice or some help, insight into love. For some reason, there's someone that I was involved with last summer, and we broke up in August. And I've been dating this whole year, you know, trying to get myself together and move on. But it just... it's still this person for me. I still feel a strong connection to him. Sometimes I wake up like 2:33 a.m. and see his birthday on the clock, and his birthday adds up to 11:11. I don't know what that means. And then some other psychics have said that they actually see him coming sometimes to my neighborhood, like watching me, like, you know, I guess still having feelings for me or not. I'm not sure if that's true. I've never seen him. But some other psychics have said they see him coming sometimes, like driving past my neighborhood, driving past my house to see me. I don't know. I haven't seen him come forward. I know that when it was time for us to break up, I showed my love to him. I went one last time to kind of like fight for our love, and I haven't heard from him. I'm not really sure why we broke up. I don't know where he is, if anything is going to happen with us in the future. I've been in a lot of emotional anguish over it, and I just really need some insight into it. Really need some help about us. But I still
okay.
feel a connection to him.
Well, I'm gonna shift it a little bit, because when I get calls from people or women or men and they want to know, and like your call, because let me just say that you're not alone. You're not alone with these feelings and getting frustrated or feeling you know, don't know what to do in angst and all of this uncomfortableness, and you can't sleep, can't eat, and you're bothered by it. You think about it 24/7, every moment you're thinking about it, right?
Right.
All that is, and this, I don't know if you're going to like this answer, but I'm just going to tell you the truth. All that is a distraction from my dear Tamika looking in the mirror and figuring out and wanting to and finding the connection within herself. See, this life is really not about connecting with that perfect person. This life is really about connecting with the universe first, and then everything falls into place. Because you're putting your, it's like throwing your anchor down, and you're throwing your anchor down on a person, on a man-made human, on a physical being. And in reality, it's really about connecting with the universe and making that your number one relationship. Number one. And so what happens, myself included, don't think I'm up here just preaching, but what happens is it's like an addiction. People get addicted to drugs, people get addicted to food, alcohol, gambling, and this addiction to having a relationship with someone else or addiction to concentrating, because as long as we're concentrating on somebody else and somebody else is the distraction, then we're not able to really look and do what's needed within ourselves. And yes, speaking of psychics, yes, okay, you'll be in your life. No, you'll be in your life. But see, now you're at a point where it's a place where there's no clarity, a confusion. There's no rest. Where you are, there's no peace. No peace. Wouldn't you rather have peace first, internal peace, and then relationships or whatever is going to fall into your life rolls in and falls in nicely and gracefully? But it's the peace that you're looking for, and you're looking for this peace with another person, and that's impossible. Trust me. I've had a lot of pieces in my other people in my life looking for peace. Right?
Right. I mean, I've been doing things to better myself and create peace in my life and improve myself.
It's like what?
Something that,
like what?
Like working a lot and also doing yoga and trying to eat healthy and trying to get back into school. Just trying to take better care of myself, prayerful, sometimes meditating. It's just that this person is just building, I just wanted some insight about me and this person, because it's still them. For some reason,
well,
I still feel a connection with them.
Well, I understand when you're talking about having a connection with a person, but I'm still, and let me just say this as lovingly as possible, doing yoga, eating correctly, working, exercising, it has nothing to do with building peace within. Those are things that you do. In fact, peace is found by not doing anything. I'm talking about an internal peace wherever you are in your life, you're okay and you're settled. That comes from within. That comes from really going deep within. And let me give you a solution, what I think is a solution. A part of a solution, because you called me for answers, and I'm going to give you answers for. Number one, ask the universe, ask God, however you want to, or the energy source, spirit, doesn't matter, angels, doesn't matter who you say, ask this entity, this powerful entity, the universe, to guide you to experiencing more internal peace. How can I experience more peace? Me, Tamika, me. Without another person, without another entity, without anything else. It's how to do that internal peace. How do I experience internal peace without going to yoga, without eating right, without a person in my life. Anytime you include someone else, something else in your equation for contentment and peace and happiness, you're going to feel exactly the way you're feeling. So it's up to you. Do you want to keep feeling like this, or do you want to look and say, okay, let me shift all my attention on me? Let me shift, yes, I have a connection with this guy, but you know what? This guy is not number one. Number one, my priority, my commitment is the universe and my relationship with the universe first. I know that's something that, you know, a lot of people don't want to hear, but it's the only way to achieve peace. First.
Yeah.
You know, you even had a shift right now. I could feel it. And it's not easy. This life is not easy. Trust me. I know being consumed and other people, especially have a connection with this guy. I get it. I totally get it. Been there, done that more than once. More than once. I'm not talking about just hookups. I'm talking about real connections I have with people, with this guy. Ooh, I'm just saying. And then I found out that my real relationship, number one, has to be for my own peace in mind, peace in mind, peace of mind, is my relationship with the universe. Practice that.
I just still love him. That's why, you know, I know that it's a real feeling that I have towards him.
Okay, I have a question for you. What if, okay, this person that you say you still love, what if this person and you guys got together and, you know, you had this fabulous relationship. Stay with me for a second. What if you found out that he was cheating on you and he had two or three other girlfriends? Do you still love him?
No.
What?
No.
Okay. Perfect answer. See, when we throw this word around love, this word love means I love you, but if you do this, this, or this, I don't love you. So when I say love, when I say I love somebody, I love them regardless of what they're doing, regardless of what they're not doing. So love is not conditional. See, man teaches that love is conditional. You have to jump through these hoops. You have to be, only me. I'm the only person that I want, you know, that I want you to be in your life. I'm the only woman in your life. And if anything else happens, then I don't love you. I understand that's what man says, but the universe loves without conditions. So you just said that if he did A, B, and C, and D, that you don't love him. So you can turn your love on and you can turn your love off.
So you're wrapped up. I'm not trying to go back on what I said. I think I would always love him, actually, because it's been so long and I still do love him.
Mm-hmm.
It would just be really hurtful, but I don't think that I would be able to turn it off.
Okay. Again. Your focus is on this guy. Your focus is like all of it's on this person. And what I'm trying to tell you is that as long as your focus is on someone else and consumed with someone else, then your focus is not on you and your growth and your evolution and your consciousness and your awareness and your relationship with the universe. See, it's easy, quite frankly, it's very easy to be focused on someone else. The hardest thing to do, trust me, is to look in the mirror and have your focus and have your relationship with self first. That's hard. Nobody wants to do it.
Right.
I get it. And I'm not saying there's anything, you know, listen, I'm just giving you food for thought and giving you another way to look at your situation, because you're talking to psychics, you're consumed with the sky, you say you love me, goes down, drives your street and all of that, but you're doing nothing for your own growth. How are you growing? How are you changing? How is your connection deeper with the universe? How can that happen when all it is this other person?
Right. I mean, I am trying to improve myself. I just wanted to know if, just wanted to get some insight into our future.
Well, that's my insight, my dear, my dear, my dear. That's the insight that I can give you, that it's never about anyone else. It's always about you. And when you're ready to, and it's not easy to let go of anything else or anybody. It's not easy. But when you're, I mean, would you rather grow and evolve into a person that is peaceful, and I'm not saying you can't, that he's not going to be in your life. What I'm saying is, you're neglecting yourself and your growth internally, not externally. Yoga, eating right, yeah, that's good. But I'm talking about internal growth.
Okay.
Whew. Call in any time. I loved your question. And you know what? Let me say this. There's so many people in the same circumstance that you're in, and so I'm letting you know this, you have helped and you have assisted hundreds and thousands of people that will listen to this. Know that. That's the beginning of your peace. Know that. You being open and honest have helped others already. So thank you for that.
Thank you. You don't see anything for us. I know if you do that.
What a great call. Okay, now you know what's crazy is I had a topic about anger and revenge. And did I get to the topic? No. I talked about everything else, but so that just means that anger and revenge, we're going to talk about that next Sunday. We're going to have Reality Spirituality Ask Rebecca Anything next Sunday. I have a guest on Saturday. So, see, that's what happens. Life flows. Things happen. Topics come. Topics go. But for whatever reason, the universe wanted me to cover what I did. So that's all the time we have today. Reality Spirituality is heard every Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m. You can go to my website at RebeccaNorrington.com. I have private sessions. Like the first half hour is free. Email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. And, in fact, I just found out that certain sites, because my book is available on Amazon and my website, but certain sites don't have the physical book. If you wanted the physical copy of Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, shoot me an email at info@RebeccaNorrington.com, and that's free shipping in the United States. Go to Facebook and Reality Spirituality and like Reality Spirituality's Facebook page. That's an order. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, it is R.L. Norrington. What else is going on? Oh, let's see. I want you to remember, we had great calls today. I just want you to remember who you are. Why are you here? You're here to grow, evolve, to become aware, to become more conscious, to live connected to the universe. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. And remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. My quote from Abraham. And I also want to say that this, what I've discovered, what I found is that this life, my life, is really about a deeper connection, a deeper understanding, a closeness, even closer to the universe than I was last week. It is a constant shift. You always have something to do. You're never bored. It is really a way of living where I learn to appreciate more. I learn to relax. I learn to trust and surrender to whatever the universe has in store. Your destiny is perfectly designed. Your moments are incredible. Your life is a gift. Thank you so much for listening to Reality Spirituality, and I will talk to you again next week. Have a great, great week. Signing out.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality Spirituality.
Time to get some answers, baby.
Reality Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real. Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, time to get down.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, you're gonna feel good now.
Get real good.